And it's time now for your comments. We received many responses to our report on California's drought. In that story, farmer Janet Lompa tells her kids why there's no water.
Because the politicians gave it all to the fish. That's what I tell them.
And listener Arena Aquino had this response from Sacramento. It's the failure of the politicians for not updating the water allocation of farmers to compensate for California's population and changing climate. But it's the failure of the farmers for being greedy and wasteful.
Bryce Fleming Henning of Seattle says he feels for the farmers. They're trying to grow thirsty crops, he writes, while living in a state that has way too many green lawns, golf courses, and swimming pools. Maybe the government should restrict all of the above to free up some water for food.
Well, you know, Steve, I don't know about swimming pools, but where I live in Southern California, new drought restrictions mean I'd get a $250 fine if I water in the middle of the day. And turning now to a waterfront, in our occasional DVD series, we brought you the pics of Hollywood producer Lauren Shuler Donner. One was on the waterfront, which we said was set on the docks of New York City.
Some people wrote in to clarify. The movie does feature stunning shots of the New York skyline and references to neighborhoods in Brooklyn, but it was actually shot in Hoboken, New Jersey, just across the river and around the corner from my old apartment.
And this week, commentator John Ridley shared his feelings about Twitter.
At the risk of sounding like that old guy in Gran Torino telling those young punks to get off my lawn, it's gotten to the point whenever I hear somebody talking about Twitter or Twittering or tweeting, it just makes my little tummy want to hurl.
Rob Elliott of Indianapolis was unimpressed. If you don't like it, don't log on, he writes. The most hip thing right now is to cross-post your tweets onto your Facebook using iPhone. But Ridley must have been too busy watching Matlock reruns to figure that out.
Michael Klanda of St. Louis was among listeners who sided with Mr. Ridley. I'll leave tweeting to the birds, he writes. I don't like Facebook, MySpace, or any of that. Don't own a BlackBerry or a CrackBerry, whatever it's called. I'm hopefully going to turn 50 this year, and that's about as personal as I want to get. We invite you to get personal with us anytime. You can send us a good old-fashioned email by going to npr.org and clicking on the button that says Contact Us.